It's 5:36 downtown, driving home with you on a Wednesday show live at Seasons, 427 Main Street in Bangor, Quality Jewelers Studios. Diamonds for the holidays at Quality Jewelers, interest-free for 36 months. Quality Jewelers at the Penobscot Plaza in Bangor and their second location in Ellsworth. Let's talk some Boston sports. To do so, we get on board the G&M Family Market telephone line, where we're joined by our friend Gary Tangway of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Richie. How's everything going?
It's just great, thanks. Let's talk about David Price. Did they spend too much, and does it matter?
Yes, they did, and it doesn't.
Oh, I'm with you completely.
I just think that, and I think everybody feels the same way. Generally, these contracts never pan out long-term. I just point to CeCe Sabathia and think, okay, the Yankees won a World Series. To me, it's worth it. The Red Sox made plenty of money. No one's starving. The fans pay a lot of money to John Henry and his board of directors. So spend it. And if you overspend, fine. I think it's something they had to do. Everybody would love to be the New York Mets and have, you know, five young guys that you don't have to spend a lot of money on, and everybody would love to have a 26-year-old stud, but it doesn't always work out that way. I have no problem with it. What I find interesting is, does he really want to be here? From what we've read, he wanted to go to St. Louis, but the Red Sox had to overpay him by $30-something million in order to get him just to come here. So I don't think it's going to go that great with him, Rich.
Really?
I've witnessed it firsthand. I've seen the wars in the clubhouse, and I've seen guys that have been here that you would think this is going to be great, and it just doesn't work out. And I wouldn't be surprised after 3 years he earns his $90 million and he bolts.
Well, and again, as long as there's a ring in there somewhere along the way, my fans will be okay with that.
Yeah, and why not? And why can't this team, to me, why can't they get another ring with David Price? I think they can. I think the great thing about it is they didn't give up any prospects. And to Ben Sherrington's credit, some of these young guys are starting to prove their worth. Mookie Betts is awesome. He was in at Bogarts. We saw what he did this year. You got Hanley at first and, the pad over there at third. I don't know if you're going to be able to dump Hanley, and they're sure as hell going to try. You've got two very good catchers. One obviously is more defensive-minded than the other. And after Price, the staff's not that bad. I mean, Porcello pitched well, and you get the young kids.
Right.
And you have a closer. So I think the Red Sox are in really good shape to contend.
Well, and you've got the potential of three left-handed starters in a division.
Right, and that, yes,
that's
excellent point.
Oh, that's
excellent.
Huge.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes.
So let me ask you this. I have this theory that Dave Dombrowski, he's not one of those 30-something general managers, 59, going to be 60 next summer. To me, with Dombrowski, maybe there's more of a sense of urgency. He doesn't have 20 years to build his legacy as Red Sox general manager. He wants to win and wants to win in short order.
Well, I think that if you're Ben Sherrington, you're thinking, John, I could have spent you $217 million
yes.
on Price just as easily as Dombrowski. But for whatever reason, they wanted Dombrowski. And, I still think that Ben took a bullet for ownership for some of those signings. I don't think those were all his call. I think Ben did a really good job with the farm system, and I think he's getting a bad rap here. But Dombrowski had the resume. Dombrowski had the clout. And I personally believe that Dombrowski would not have taken this job if he didn't have full control and if ownership didn't say to him, look, if you can't make a trade for a number one starter, you can go buy one. I think he had that assurance before he took the job. I also wonder if there was a little give and take with John Farrell. For example, okay, you want to keep the manager? Well, fine, we can keep the manager, because I was still surprised at that. But we got to go. You got to let me go get some players. So that could have been in play too.
Yeah, and if you're Charrington, man, you got to wonder. And how much of this was the influence of Larry Lucchino? You go out and you overspend to get guys like a Gonzalez and Crawford. Then, we'll pull back on the reins. We don't want to invest long term in any kind of pitchers. That you're right. That was not any kind of a master plan that Ben Charrington would have dreamed up. Clearly, that was coming from upstairs. Was that John Henry? Was that Lucchino?
I think it's always been John Henry. I think that Larry Lucchino has made a lot of money and been very successful taking bullets for owners. That's what he does. He did it with, Edgar Bennett Williams. in Baltimore with the Orioles and with the Reds with the Redskins. Was he Jack Kent Cook? I get confused, but one of the two. I know he was with Williams when he was owner of the
Orioles.
Orioles. Yeah. And that's Larry's job. That's what guys like Larry do. They carry out what the owner wants. And they do it very well. So this is, to me, has always been John Henry. Always been John Henry wanted to fire Grady Little. John Henry was not a fan of Francona. This is all ownership to me. And, you know, I think that, you know, the one thing about ownership is they don't have a lot of confidence to stay consistent with a plan. You know, they're going to go, they're not going to give anybody 30 years or older a lot of money. Well, you know, a year ago, they wouldn't do that to Lester. Was a better postseason resume than Price, but this year they, you know, they give Price $30 more million than anybody else. It's crazy, you know, and that's the owner. That's John Henry, no question.
Gary Tanguy, Comcast Sportsnet New England, with us. Let's talk Patriots. The undefeated season behind them. The focus now, I would have to assume, on just getting that first round bye and getting this team positioned for the postseason. They brought Chris Harper back to the practice squad, so that's a good step, right?
Well, I think so, and that was probably the plan all along. They do like him, even though he really screwed up that punt. You know, he totally goofed. Brady liked him. The coaching staff likes him. To me, they felt that Amendola is going to play. He practiced today. So, you know, you're going to have Amendola active, so Harper has to go. I think that was going to probably happen anyways, regardless whether he screwed up the punt or not. And I think you're going to see Amendola, Jamie Collins, and Dante Hightower practice today. You might see him back out there.
And Jamie,
but that's the mission. I don't think home field advantage is in doubt. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Gronk until the playoffs. I think Gronk's a little paranoid, and he has a reason to be. I don't think this is the type of injury that could keep him out four games. But when you look at the remaining teams and you look at what's at stake, you know, if you're Gronk and if you're the organization, you're probably thinking, you know, why bother? Unless it somehow came down to, you know, they're playing the Jets in Miami and they need to win for home field. I don't see that happening, but, you know, crazier things have happened.
You wrote about this, Gary, on the Comcast Sports and New England website. Is it time for Gronk to play a different style of football?
You know, Rich, everybody thinks I'm crazy, but Chris Kasper, and I think it is. There's no doubt that he is being targeted, and he does not have a lot of breathing room. But that's what happens when you're great. When you're great, people go after you. They do anything they can to get in your head to prevent you from playing. Well, that's what happens. It comes with the territory. It comes with the accolades. It comes with the paycheck. Now, as Gasper said, you know, just run the route. Just run the route. Don't chicken wing him. Just run the route. And if they hit you, they hit you. There's nothing you can do about it. But don't lift your arm. Don't lean your shoulder in. Don't do anything because you're going to get called for it. It's obvious. And, you know, the majority of the Patriot brethren feel, well, that's the way he plays his game, and he's just going to have to play his game. Okay, well, that's stupid. You know, that's just dumb. And great players don't do that. You know, all players learn to adjust at some point in time in order to be successful. Because if he doesn't adjust, you could be in an AFC title game in the fourth quarter, and what happens? He gets a first down or a touchdown, and offensive PI. You know, so to me, I just think it's common sense. But I'm definitely in the minority.
Does this team still have a date for the first weekend in February?
You know, I think so because they were playing with third stringers, and they almost beat Denver. And they almost beat a team with a great defense and an okay offense. So they almost beat a very good team at home with Darius Fleming and Cam Fleming, practice squad guys, on the field. You know, with undrafted guys on the field, guys they picked up during the game, and they almost won, Rich. Mm. So I think they will get healthy. I think Gronk will be back. I don't know if Edelman's going to be 100%, but I think you'll have, you know, have Edelman who can contribute in some way. You'll have Hightower and Collins, and you get Amendola back, and if they can remain injury-free the rest of the way, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I really do. I really do.
Gary Tanguy here.
Cincinnati doesn't scare me. I mean, Pittsburgh's the one team because of the history with Roethlisberger. You can maybe pull off the upset. But, you know, Denver certainly doesn't scare me in the playoffs. Cincinnati, I don't think they're a better team than New England, even though they have the weapons. But, yeah, I think you can still order the keg for the party, Rich.
you reached out to our friend George Hale, I know, recently to congratulate him on his big honor from the Emmy folks down in Boston. How was that conversation with the man who discovered you?
The man who discovered me. He didn't discover me until he wanted to fire me. Who's that guy? Remember we had a guy, Mark Tordoff? I know you know this.
Yes.
There was this guy, Mark Tordoff, and I started the same weekend or something. And he kept calling, he couldn't remember our name, so he used to call us Tordway.
That's right.
That Tordway guy really sucks, you know? We both did. He doesn't change. The thing about George is what I don't know if people appreciate or realize. George has a star quality about him. He really does. And I think George would have been successful in one way or another, regardless of the market where he was. I think he's an individual. I think he's different. I think he's unique. I think he's talented. And the bottom line is, I think he's compelling and entertaining as hell. You know, I mean, he was a home. I don't think there was ever a good call against the Maine Black Bears. You know, and when he did baseball games with Al Hackett, you know, everybody was just a fine young man. There were no bad guys on that baseball team. I mean, he bled the Maine blue. But as you get older, and I get out and I meet more people in this business, and I see more people in this business, I'm like, you know what, Al, it's just as good as any one of them. Really, I mean, he's just so flippin' entertaining.
Well, yeah.
And as a camera guy, I told you, a camera person came back and said to me, he goes, you know this guy from Bangor, George, somebody? He goes, he was hilarious. He was the funniest guy there. I go, I'm not surprised.
There you go. That's George Hale right there. Hey, who's on Arbella Early Edition tonight with you?
Glenn Ornway just came in the building. He'll be on tonight. He's leading things off, the Big O. John Tomasi of WEEI.com will continue to talk about David Price and Gronk and all that stuff.
6:30 tonight, Comcast Sportsnet New England. Gary, thanks as always, my friend.
Hey, Richie, I'll see you later.
It's Gary Tagway here. 11 minutes to go till the top of the hour, Boston.